Right, item three then on to progress reports, if I may. And I'll start it with the harbour, with the island task force report. But just before I do so, just reminding members, declaration of interest, please. There are a number of projects which are described in the island report. And I think, Peter, perhaps you have to declare interest in connection with the island study. Is there anybody else who needs to declare interest? Thank you. Thank you. Members have got the progress report in front of them in relation to the Hong Kong Island Task Force, and I'll quickly, if I may, just take members through. First of all, the Site 4 development, which is mentioned there, this, as you remember, is our first public-private collaboration initiative where we're looking to consultants to suggest different models and different options in terms of this particular site. This is the first one. I think it's fair to say that the brief has been expanded to allow for the possible inclusion of Site 10, which is an adjoining area. Site 7, which is an adjoining area to Site 4, to make it perhaps a more interesting and comprehensive package. And obviously Task Force is being briefed regularly on that, and we shall be advised of the consultancy appointment, I think, in the new year. Thank you. So that's really matter of report. The Advanced Promenade, I think this is interesting, because this is where I see the interface, if you like, between government and consultant and the Commission and the Task Force is working, because this, in fact, is a return visit, if you like, by CEDD and Rocco Design, the actual architect, who came back with what were some much enhanced proposals, if you like, for the Advanced Promenade. The first time we were not too enthusiastic, if you like, about the design solutions. This time we were, I think, very agreeably surprised by the proposals. And Rocco himself came and briefed us on his thinking and what he was proposing to do. And I think this is excellent, because this is an example, if you like, of the interface between the proponents, if you like, and the Commission working in practice. I think we've got a much enhanced solution. Yes, there are areas that require further examination, if you like, which are mentioned in the report, but essentially this is the Commission working in practice, and I think that's very positive. Hong Kong Island East Harbourfront Study, again, this is a major piece of work, and this, we were briefed on this at the last meeting. I think the challenge here is one of priorities. A huge number of items listed as possibilities, and all of them have a place to play, if you like, in terms of harbour enhancement, but it's a question really of how we rank them, how we map out the menu, because reality is, you know, billions and billions of dollars involved, and therefore we have to think about how we actually achieve the objective. And this may well come out in our later discussion about the work of the Commission, but a very useful study, and one which obviously is very important in terms of the enhancement of the North Shore of Hong Kong Island. And the consultants are now going out to engage for the third time, I believe, with the community. So it'll be interesting to see what reaction response we get. Item D is the report, is reporting on the discussion we had with Marine Police. They're looking to extend for a period of 4 years their occupation of the site they occupy in Sai Wan Ho. But what was interesting here, I think, was we had a much wider discussion about the comprehensive needs of the police force, Marine Police Force, going forward. And we suggested to them that when they were ready, we should have a dialogue looking at things holistically rather than looking at things on a piecemeal basis. And they were keen on that idea, and they're going to come back with their proposals in a more holistic manner in the future. Because, again, I think we need to look at these needs. Clearly, these are needs that have to be on the waterfront. But rather than looking at them on a site-by-site basis, I think there's merit in looking at things comprehensively. And then just a final remark here about the Western Wholesale Food Market. This was really sparked by our visit to Cheung Sha Wan the week earlier. because just as at Changsha Wan, Western, there are surplus piers, there are buildings which are only half occupied, and again there's an opportunity there to do something, I think, in terms of waterfront enhancement. So as you see, Ag and Fish have been asked to come back at a future meeting of the task force. So that, in a short summary, is the work of the task force at its last meeting. Are there any questions or queries? Please. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, can I just make 2 points? As far as the advanced promenade at the central, at the new central harbour front is concerned, well, first of all, I'm pleased to report that the Tamar government offices is very much on schedule. I actually went to see my future office on the 18th floor of the west wing. Of the west wing, this still has the east wing and the west wing, as you remember, there's a Loco Yim design. And then at around 6 p.m., it was around evening, I was standing at this future public open space, which was between the two wings, underneath this connecting thing, overlooking into the harbor. It was a wonderful view. I can only tell you, I could not describe it. I can tell you that it's a wonderful view. And that is the part which is going to be accessible to the public. So it brings home the point that it is crucially important for us to put in place an advanced promenade which the public can access. Otherwise, they will feel very aggrieved and disappointed if their view and their accessibility is confined to the Tamar and a little bit of green carpet, which we have, through a variation, asked Rocco to do it as well. In fact, that little part, which is a triangular shape, I think, all rich into the shoreline, was an additional variation that we invited Rocco to design and to do it in this contract. It was not part and parcel of the Tamar government office contract. So we have already made an attempt to enlarge the harbourfront area, which will be accessible to the public after completion of the government offices and the electrical chamber and so on. And so this advanced promenade, which is of course the horizontal strip connecting from the Tamar to the piers, would be a very important part of accessibility that will be the focus of all attention after Tamar is open. And Tamar is on schedule. We are supposed to move into the new building before next October, when the CE is going to deliver his policy address in a new chamber. Ooh. Okay? So it is that sort of time frame, which is no longer a plan. It is already an action timetable. We are all geared up to the relocation and so on. So I just want to make this point, when CDD consulted the task force and stressed that we need to make timely decisions to ask for the variations or to give advice to the contractor to do this well. So we may not get it 100% right in terms of design and all those features, but if you ask me, on balance, I think time is more crucial in this particular project than getting it right. After all, it is a temporary one. Okay. So please, once CDD is ready with the revised things, then please circulate. And I make an appeal to the Hong Kong Task Force to let us go ahead. Otherwise, if we fail and people were given the wrong impression at the outset that despite all this talk about harbourfront enhancement, the public is not being given access when the office building is open, that's a very bad PR. Mm. The second point is, I noticed that in the course of discussions about design, there was this suggestion that we should also explore placing statues, artwork, on the open deck in front of Tamar or along the promenade. Again, on this, I made another visit to the Kwun Tong Promenade again a couple of weeks ago, and I would recommend members to also have a... There was a little project going on at this Kwun Tong Promenade, which the HEC created. There was a display, a public art project. Originally, I thought it was a LCSD initiative, but later on, I discovered that it was actually a community initiative with a bit of funding from the Home Affairs Department, what they call a community-based public art display, where through a NGO, they engage certain artists to place their artwork along the promenade. They are big pieces. So they are actually installations, big pieces, sculptures, and some very interesting pieces. So that has, in my view, added a lot of vibrancy to the Kwun Tong Promenade. When I visited it on a Sunday morning, there were wedding couples doing photography and all this sort of thing, because there are beautiful, huge, beautiful red flowers, sculptures displayed along the promenade. So I do hope that we could also do something in that respect for the new Central Harbour Front, because it is a temporary one, so we might not have all the things, the kiosks, the outlets ready, so at least we could do public art. And in that connection, I have asked the Secretary to seek your permission to invite the Hong Kong Art Centre to come to do a presentation to this commission or to the task force about the project that they are doing on public art. They have a project on public art which they are doing for LCSD in the Quarry Bay Park. And they want to do more in different parts of Hong Kong. And I said that it would be a good idea if we could have some form of collaboration with the Hong Kong Art Centre, which is of course very good in lining up artists, both local and overseas. If you go to the Hong Kong Art Centre Wan Chai headquarters, they have a few sculptures in front of their building. That's also part of the public art. So I hope that perhaps when we have the temporary advanced promenade, we can also use it as a venue for doing more public art display. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Well, I'd support that. I mean, we're doing the same at Science Park. We have art in the park, and they're all local artists doing exactly the same every weekend. It brings a lot of people, attracts a lot of people. And just on the design issue, essentially the task force signed off. We were happy. I mean, there's some minor issues, but we thought it was so much better the second time round that we were happy to sign off.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions, please? Yes.
Chairman, thank you. I just have an observation here. Again, on page 2, under paragraph 2B, 7 lines down the paragraph, it's about the food and beverage facilities. This is a brief report from the task force, so I gather that request is having the consensus of the task force rather than in the individual opinion. Having said that, would food and beverage facilities always require to bring a vibrancy to the harbourfront? Or whether we are looking at this a project-by-project basis or from a holistic view on whole promenade? Because I spot the same thing under the Kaitak requesting about food and beverage facilities. So I just wanted to bring that observation here.
No, I think it's a good point, and I think in terms of ensuring consistency of approach, the task forces certainly need to be liaising with each other on the approach to F&B. I think the challenge here is that at the eastern and western ends of the promenade, it was felt that it was a bit weak from an F&B perspective, and therefore there was opportunity, if you like, to enhance the offer, the general facilities. But that's something obviously CED can come back on. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
All right. Let's move on then, if we may.